they found that the molecules of water, the ones that had good words under, love, passion, mercy, they became beautiful again. And the ones that it was, they said bad words in it, hate, stress, discouragement, it became ugly. They said, well, let's change them. Change them. They put the nice words under the ugly molecules, and they placed the words like hate and stuff, they put them under the beautiful molecules, and then they melted them down and refroze them again. To their surprise, they saw that the ugly molecules of water became beautiful again. Subhanallah. You know, I said, please, you know, maybe Dr. Mutaha will search around and, you know, bring this to you, which is really surprising. Even if, you know, what I did from then on, every time I go, if I go to my house, I write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on the house. I go to a tree in my backyard or something, I write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on it. You know, which is our children, when they come to this place, all of these vibes of beautiful words of our pure imams, pure, you know,
SubhanAllah.
Yes, coming from the pure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they'll do to them? They'll make them beautiful, handsome, moral, with good ethics. Yes, and they grow up with that. Otherwise, they won't. They will be only physical. You know, maybe their face is nice, but and spiritually is not. So, anyway, coming to the masjid. Here, this is a challenge. They do not hear the Allahu Akbar. So really, we have to say Allah. They hear Allahu Akbar. And so forth. Of course, at schools, brothers, at schools, you know, you let your hearts, your children are your hearts, you know. Let them go to school. Who's the teacher? The teacher who, let's say, he teaches them math, he teaches them chemistry. But the question is not the teaching of math or the chemistry or geography. The question is this. This teacher, what kind of spirit does he have? Is he a teacher that last night, astaghfirullah, he was drunk and this morning he's going to teach? Is he a teacher that last night he was sleeping and talking and hearing, you know, and next day he's going to teach a beautiful son or daughter?
Mashallah.
What kind of a vibe is coming out of his body to my son, my daughter? No limits, no morals. Shouldn't I be careful? Shouldn't I take my son in a daily basis? If your children go outside, plays in the dirt a little bit, your mother will not let them in the house. Stay out there, you're muddy, until I come and wash you a little bit, but it's cold, mommy, that's okay, you know. And before I come in, subhanAllah, and we let the spirit of our beloved children go be so dirty. And it's okay, you know, as long as he's having his degree, his PhD, he'll have money, you know. So we have to be careful to wash them. Yes, close-mindedness. We have to be extremely careful. So these are the challenges. We have to be extremely careful. If our beloved children made a sin, not to have a friend that he smoothes it out for them. You know, like a lot of us, oh, it's okay, what did you do? And then astaghfirullah, you met this girl, you did whatever, you know. It is okay, everybody does it. Go ahead and make a little, you know, repentance. Then it's okay, right? Let me tell you a little bit, you know. Brothers, it said, hadith, this is a hadith, it said that sometimes a person who is extremely careful about his prayers, he prays them on time, he gets up in the morning, just to prevent, because we're always on time, because we're always praying, because we're always punctual, it may go through our head, make us a little bit conceited, that, you know, maybe I'm doing something right. You know, there I am, I'm not prayed all my, you know, I'm so good, you know, astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one poor man.
Allah.
He lets him sleep. He gets up and the sun is up. Now, usually what happens when the sun is up, you will see a good person, as soon as he sees the sun is up, he feels a bad, guilty, remorseful feeling. Isn't that right? Has two benefits. Number one, it takes that conceitedness away, arrogance away, that, well, listen, I'm praying all the time. And number two, in other words, it brings him back to his size. We are only human beings. Second, did you know that that remorse, that guilty feeling that you felt your heart crunches, right? The hadith said Allah will give you the reward of 40 years of a prayer. Because of that remorse, because of that feeling of guilty. Ya Allah, my dear beloved Allah, this morning I did not get up to pay my dues to you. You know, astaghfirullah. You see, that guilty feeling. Allah will give you 40 years of it, everyone. But unfortunately, our, let's call so-called friends, quote-unquote friends, yeah? You see that astaghfirullah, the person goes and commits a sin, or whatever, some sort, I don't want to be in the details, you see. And he goes, his friend will come and see him. Hey, what's wrong with you? Why today you're upset? Oh, I'm upset because I did not pray, I didn't pray, I was playing, I was doing this. Oh, come on, everybody does it. You know, I didn't even pray myself. So, smooth as it out, oh really, it's okay, then it's okay. Allah, what happens, you know? If he is good, then he gives one. So, anyway, peer pressure, challenges of this place. Especially, you know, everybody's a sinner, right? Everybody's a sinner. Might as well, I'm one of them too, you know. No one is perfect. No one is. So, you see. So, these are the challenges. We see we are facing a lot of challenges. And, you know, maybe inshallah, if we had a little board, we could ask the rest of the people, see, what is the challenges that we could, you know. This beautiful brother, you know, we could add to the list. So, Dr. Musa, he brought this issue. You know, we put everybody else into the picture to see what is the challenges that you guys are facing, we are facing, and which we have to have solutions for. Now, I also have some solutions. Inshallah, in your opinion, would be valuable too. Inshallah, parents, what are the solutions? Where should I start? I should start with parents. A lot of times, you know, me as being the, and Mount Center, a lot of times, especially on the days that we have school, I see that the father, the mother comes and dumps the kids and goes. In other words, you're the mom, you take care of my children. Well, fine, I'd love to take care of children, but you got to be good at home. You got to be able to set yourself as a good example. If it does not stop there, here is only the branch. Yeah. So, this is very important. In other words, we have to have a model in our life. We have to have the imam at our life. You know, this is unfortunate. This is really unfortunate. A lot of our beloved children, I see them come to the jannah, come to the center, and there is a picture. For instance, one of these basketball players, I don't know what their names, Michael Jordan, Michael Tyson, I don't know what their names are. They're all Michaels or Michaels, you know. And their chest, and feeling so proud that there's a, I'm supporting this team. And what is this, who is this person, what is he doing? All what he does is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him another foot taller. truly speaking, and if he throws the ball, it goes into the hole. He is choosing this person as his model of, an idol in his life. Well, if you want to choose a model, if you want to choose an idol, in your life. Why not? Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu
alayhi
wa sallam. Truly speaking, sometimes I wonder, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to play basketball, he should be perfect. Remember, you know, he is really perfect. And it's for our children, that is. Even if Amir al-Mu'mineen plays basketball, he would have been the best in throwing the balls. So why not choose Amir al-Mu'mineen? He is not only very strong, you guys know the story of Khaybar, you guys know the story of Hadij, right? Khalid al-Marham, right? You guys know the story of Uhud. I mean, since I'm here now, I can't pass this one. I really can't. I got to tell you this little quick story. It said in the battle of Uhud, Muslims lost badly. You know, you guys know the Battle of Uhud, right? Everybody knows the Battle of Uhud. Muslims lost badly. There was only 12 people with a lady. One woman and 12 people, among them, of course, in the leadership was Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, defending Rasulullah, the one that he fell to the ground because a big stone hit his mouth, teeth. And Rasulullah fell to the ground. The rest, they ran away. These, with our master, were defending Amir al-Mu'mineen. They have fought so fiercely that it said Amir al-Mu'mineen, he had 70 different cuts in his body. There was an arrow in his foot. But they said that his hand, sometimes was so stuck to the sword that he could not open his fingers. The battle was fierce. This is our master, Amir al-Mu'mineen, defending his master with small blocks on the ball, right? Just imagine. He said, lift me up, lift me up. People said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your hand is not even moving. He said, it is okay. If I say Allahu Akbar, they will run. If I say Allahu Akbar, my voice is enough to let them flee the battle. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen. If you want to choose a model, choose this person. Not Michael, whoever, But matter of fact, there's a Michael, what's his name? He's a singer too, so it's a Michael. See, everybody's a Michael. See, Michael. So, we could have an imam, whether that imam, or coming all the way down to our baraja, in which, you know what the word baraja means? A reference. Reference means the one that you go back to. Yeah, the rujuk maker, rujuk to. He's our ayatollah. Choose an ayatollah, but the ayatollah that is accredited, and go behind him. And this is what I mean. You've got to be confident, you've got to be knowledgeable, you've got to be, having all the characteristics that is needed, and go behind them and go forward. Inshallah ta'ala, we've got to have that one. We have to have the knowledge, so that we're going to have teachers of faith. We all got to have continuous meetings. Okay, if not once a week, at least twice a week, as much as you can, inshallah, teach the kids. We got to be aware of the age issue. A lot of times, the fathers are ashamed to talk to the children, and they're about 13, 14, and the kid doesn't know what's happening. There are ghusls, there are taharas, Najasas. A lot of them, they go to the, which is really funny. One time I was asked to go to give a speech, and it took me about 4 hours to get there. When I got there, of course, I needed to go, restroom. When I went to the back restroom, there was no water. I come out and say, man, what's going on? There's no water. I need water. I need this Ibrik, what do you call it? For the water. So, oh, really? Oh, really? That's amazing. Okay, so And they said, Mama, Molana, there's a yarn. I said,
Molana, so you don't know the university.
Tahara, oh, Tahara, oh, yes.
Anyway, so finally, and after a big commotion, somebody go bringing a bottle, bringing this. So,
and of course, I was a little upset. All of these guys, they go in their center, they go to the bathroom, and there's. So I decided to attack the fathers. You know, fathers, please pay attention. There's something called Najasa, there's something called Tahara. And they were saying, oh yeah, you know, there's something called Ghusl, oh yeah, you know. So finally, we were done. I decided to go to the bathroom again. Yeah. To my astonishment, I saw 3-4 fathers standing at the urinal. You know, standing over there by themselves. I said, all of this is speech, this is for nothing, you know, subhanAllah. So we have to teach them. They have to know. Otherwise, you know, not just for just a quick format, you know, quick. You know, there is something after the urination, among this, inshallah, ajallakum Allah, please forgive me for bringing this word again. And it's called istibra. Inshallah, everybody knows what istibra is. It is a very short format. You can learn it. What is the benefit? The benefit is this, that after the istibra, if something came out, it is considered tahir. If you make istibra, you wash. You cannot wash with water. Urine cannot be white. It's got to be washed. And it's got to be washed twice with pouring water, or if it's cold water, you know, one time. Okay, the problem is, somebody did not make an istibra. Suddenly, 4 years he prays and he realizes, oops, every time, you know, after the prayer, there was a drop coming. 4 years of prayers, what happened?
Gone.
Boy. Suddenly, he tells someone, you better re-pray 4 years. He yells out to you, maybe, don't you know? She comes in, what do you mean? I prayed 4 years, you know? What do you know? You know, my prayers are also correct. I'm sorry. So, there's something called istibra. And we're going to teach them. How is the Muslim? They have to know.
That is.
You know, and also, we have to know what type of Muslim. You know what it said one day, the Alim was explaining the Muslim. And one guy said, of course, I know how to make a Muslim. Well, then, you know, go, continue. He said, oh, really? You know what the Muslim? He said, what do you do? He said, bah, I'm 70 years old. I don't know how to make a Muslim. He said, yes. I'm sure you know how to make a ghusl. What do you say? He said, every time I go to the bathroom, I say, I have to say ghusl al-hayz qurbatan ila Allah ta'ala. What are you saying? So this is what I heard from my grandmother 70 years ago. I'm continuing with it. My grandmother is right, so therefore it's supposed to be continuing the issue. So, you see, we have to learn, brothers. We have to teach them. Being aware of age, we have to teach them the issue. But there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, a lot of times, we do not make tawakkul. We forget it. We completely forget there is Allah. You say, if I didn't do this, I'll get poor. What do you mean? Do it for the sake of Allah. What do you think? Allah is going to forgive you. You know, may Allah bless Dr. Mutahhar and Dr. Musa. I came here, they provided food, they brought a shelter. Right? They provided water, they provided fruits, everything that I need. Now, question is, if you are going to be a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which all of us are in this world, you think, and if Allah said, don't get into this field, and you said, no, I can't, I gotta make money, I have a family, I have to feed them, what do you think, Allah's gonna forget? We're gonna ask you, no. Do something for the sake of Allah. Go forward. You know, a lot of times, you know, as they say, well, let me hug this lady. Maybe she'd give me a job or something, you know. If I didn't hug her, she may not give me a job. You see? This is so. Anyway, tawakkul. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to know that Islam has limits, right? Balance, right? And left. And a lot of times, brothers, this is very important. This is hypnosis a little bit. Always talk to yourself. You know, what even Buddha is saying about yourself? It's called self-hypnosis. If sometimes you feel low or depressed or something, talk to yourself. Bring yourself back. If you felt low,
afraid, talk to yourself. Self-hypnosis, you know what I mean? Let me tell you. You know, Abul Fazl Abbas, if you read his poetry during Ashura, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon this verse. You know what, every treatise, you know what, he said, Ya Nafs, he talks to himself, Ya Nafs, La Takhshay Min Al Kuffari, don't be afraid of these kuffars. Wa Abshiri, he'd make bisharat, Bi Rahmatil Jaffari, you know. So, he talks in the fifth book, he talks to himself. Wallah lo qata'tum min yameen. You know, what? That's so good. Inshallah, this is a happy day, so we don't want to get into this issue. Okay, brothers, and also sisters, if they can pitch in. Now, right now, which is the second session, and the third session is the hadith. Inshallah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamu alayhi, the Hissam, which is khutbah number 31. Let's quickly, I put some. And it's here, we can copy them. Yes, Dr. Mutahar will write it. Challenges. What do you think is the challenges that is facing our children? We wrote some. Can you? Yes. Go ahead and put this. What is it? Yes. Anyone? We put some. Any challenges that you
think? Way to act in a different
position. Yeah.
For 15 minutes,
eating without food.
Beautiful. Yes. Food. That's a very beautiful point. Another challenge that you think is...
Immorality.
Immorality. Okay. What else? What do you think? Challenges that are facing.
Come on, you can also be...
Yeah, you too, come on.
What do you guys in school, what challenges do you have facing?
Greed. What? Greed. Greed. Greed.
Greed.
Greed.
Yeah. Right? That's very good. Come here, come here, let me. Who's your daddy?
Ali.
Who's your daddy?
Huh? You see that home, right? His uncle is here.
His uncle? Was the uncle allowed to give him a piece of gum?
Yeah, sure.
Marshall, very
good. You can get one too.
Oh, we need the youth to interact. You too. If you interact, you get a piece of gum.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone?
Yes. Adam.
Test? School test.
Yes,
well, I'm
bringing this
game. Of course.
Help?
Help in what?
Help, like, do homework and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We need help.
Yeah, you need another
pack. There is the backup.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, what else?
You should stay away from sensual pleasures.
Oh, sorry? Pleasures. Stay away from pleasures.
No, he's got sinful pleasures.
Oh, sinful pleasures. Yes, sinful. Yeah, I know. That is very hard. Especially the ladies come and their belly buttons showing, right? Especially during this hot weather, it's too hot for them to wear. So, yes.
Making the right choices?
Making the right choices? Yes, that's right. Yeah. By the way, I hope your fathers agree to it. Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges I think we have is to teach a child between the unseen and the real material things.
Oh, because, yes.
You know, the Islam focuses so much on the spiritual aspect of it,
right.
And the Western culture focuses on the material aspect of it. And it's just, there's a divide. It's a huge divide.
That's a beautiful one. You know, brothers,
but
dealing with
perceptions that the media is placing on it.
Yes, yes. It's nice about that. I have to add on to the notes. The media. The media. You know, brothers, if I may elaborate on our brother here a little bit. He said the unseen. You know, I just, a little while ago, discussed this dunya, this world, in which it ends at a place called Sidratul Muntaha, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in Laylatul Mi'raj, right? This is the end of this dunya. What is behind? What is beyond that? It is Alamul Ghayb, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insisting upon us to believe in it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Those muttaqin, who are the pious? The ones who believe in al-ghayb. Now what is al-ghayb? The ghayb is as huge as an ocean to a drop of water. This dunya is this drop of water compared to al-ghayb. Al-ghayb is eternal, forever. And this world is only, you know, that big. So somehow we have to let them see with the eye of the spirit al-ghayb. Sure, you know, which you mentioned. Okay, what else? That was a good one. We should give him a piece of gum, right? Your spirit. Yes, sir.
Peer pressure?
Oh, yes. Peer pressure. That's beautiful. You didn't deserve it.
Disobedience.
Oh, disobedience. Very good. Very good.
That's okay.
Okay. That's the second one, huh?
Marriage.
Marriage.
And now, can I?
We should be easier than marriage. Yes.
Cultural differences.
Cultural differences. Cultural differences, yes. Yes.
Learning.
There you go.
Lord Bush.
Yeah, that's one of the sinful things.
Alright, interaction of the opposite sex.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Interaction of opposites. Should I sit with them? Should I shake hands? Should I, you know, exchange smiles? Should I?
TV and internet.
TV and internet. Is there? Yes.
Make people happy.
That's a nice one. Yeah. Both a time. Beautiful thing. Khoobsurat.
Rayba.
Oh, yes. Rayba. That's good. Raybat is important. If we could tie this tongue. Yeah.
Backbite.
Okay. Let's concentrate on the solutions now. What do we do? What are we, you know? What are we supposed to be doing? Right? But how do we counter this challenges that we have here? How do we make ourselves better? And better forever. Not better. You know, I mean, what's the meaning of better forever? Does anybody know what, you know, Councilor, you guys? You know, the word better forever, what does it mean? You know, we hear and the boys that are at the end. You guys had a gun, right? No. You know what's the meaning of being better forever? Let me tell you this story. Maybe you'll understand. There was a lady in England. She loved to be like Cleopatra. You know it's Cleopatra, right? She was the queen of Egypt, long time ago. And she saw the pictures, the Egyptian ladies, and she loved her shape, to be a chiropractor. So she went to one of these physicians, plastic surgeon physicians, and she said, listen, I love to have this figure. And the physician worked. It says she spent 50,000 pounds, which is almost, at that time, it was $75,000, in order to make herself a Cleopatra. Okay? Okay, fine. She became a Cleopatra. Her eyes were so big, you know, like this, the Egyptian, whatever, you know. And, you know, her face, her features, like Cleopatra, very beautiful. Okay, what happened? After 10, 15 years, again, she became old and she died. She's dead now. So it was temporary, right? But if you want to have a facelift spiritually, you want to have a facelift spiritually? You do. I'm going to teach you two things, Shalom Watah. One is if you read Surat Al-Waqi'ah on a daily basis. You know what is Surat Al-Waqi'ah? Now, I love one side better than the other side. Surat Al-Waqi'ah has two sides to it. One is he makes your face shine in Judgment Day, and you become beautiful, and you become handsome. Okay, this is one side of it. And the other side is that you will be among the lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamu alayhi wa sallam.